Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Drinking a little drink, smoking a little smoke, getting down to business.
For ourselves and for future generations, a new world order.
Blue checkmark ass fucks.
We know that the best is yet to come. God bless you and God bless America.
You gotta go down the hole.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
The world is fucking burning.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Nikola Tesla is my boy.
But we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
We're back, boys and girls, after a short hiatus. Mitch was on the road taking care of business. I was out and about doing stuff and some things. But today we got a banger for you. It's the return of the Jackasses.
Jackasses round two. We got a bunch of faces that you know and love and a couple new ones that you might have never heard of. But we won't take too long before we get into it. Just a quick word from our sponsor. Down the Rabbit Hole podcast is brought to you by Jimmy K's Bar and Grill, located in New Brighton, PA, for all my local listeners. If you're out of town and ever in the Pittsburgh area, head on down. It's a great place.
Good food, good drinks, great company. Come interact with us. We love meeting you guys. We love talking conspiracies. Come to Jimmy K's.
We're down there several times a week, usually before and after each episode. So if you're ever feeling like talking conspiracies, head on down to Jimmy K's Bar and Grill.
We'll buy you a drink, maybe.
Maybe. This is the second meeting of the Joint Authority on Conspiracies Association, otherwise known as the Jackasses. We have some familiar faces and a couple new faces here today. I'm Mitch Vuk, host of Down the Rabbit Hole, and joined with my co-host Tyler.
What's going on, boys and girls?
We have the Big Dumb Boys from the Big Dumb Pod.
What's up? Hey, I'm the Rain Man. Up?
Or whatever.
Rain Man and Puds. Yeah, there you go. We have Janet from Deplorable Nation.
Hey, hey.
Conspiracy Kyle from Conspiracy in the Force.
Hello there.
Chris from Rained Out Rantcast.
Yo, check me out on Twitter at Rained Out Rant.
There you go. In the Patriot Party pod, several faces here. Do you guys want to go?
Hey, I'm V-Lynn.
Mick.
And we also have Missy. She missed her cue.
Frantic Missy. You can find me on Twitter under Frantic Missy.
There you go. That's our crew tonight. I want to get started by doing another little t-shirt. Last week, I showed my Bernie Sanders, or last month, and we talked about PSYOPs and how Bernie Sanders is a PSYOP. And today, I got my Grateful Dead tee on.
Hey.
Nice.
And this is my least favorite rabbit hole of all time, because I love the Dead, and one of my greatest memories of all time is being tripping balls on shrooms at a Dead concert in Utah. And since I found out they're controlled by the CIA and just part of NK Ultra, and they're pushing LSD on everybody, it really makes me a little tense, but I still love them. You know, I'm a Deadhead, but that's my little t-shirt of the month for us Jackasses.
Dude, so I've never actually, like, I don't know if I've ever heard a Grateful Dead song. I'm sure I have, but I just don't know. What are some of their hits?
I like their whole American Beauty album.
Covered Scarlet Begonias. That's a really popular one.
Yeah.
Okay. My last Dead show was just before Jerry died in New York, and I never actually made it into the show because I ate an orange in the parking lot and tripped balls for like 4 hours just tailgating. Could hear the music outside. It was fucking amazing. But, oh my God, you just blew my mind with the whole Jerry Garcia CIA-controlled shit.
Apparently, there's a document that the FBI released that on 1968, the whole Grateful Dead crew, their songwriter, and Jerry Garcia were all on the payroll of the CIA. So,
well, that's crazy, because Chris and I, from a Rained Out Rantcast, we were talking earlier today about Charles Manson, about the fact that Charles Manson never actually killed anybody.
Yeah.
And he's black in prison. And when you hear his name, what do you think of? You think of this notorious, like, reputation. But at the end of the day, he actually didn't kill anybody. If anybody was a criminal, it was Roman Polanski. And worse than that, if you want to take it even further, Mick Jagger is banging like 13-year-old groupies and passing around to his friends. So the fact that Mick Jagger is still walking around doing whatever he does, right? And Charlie Manson, who is just a songwriter who happened to get involved with the wrong people, I don't think he was CIA because he hated cops and he hated the government. He hated the government. So I think it's really far-fetched for people to assume that he was CIA. I think he was just trying to kill the wrong person. And I think it was an accident. I think it was a mistake. Just my opinion. What do you guys think?
Well, isn't that the perfect cover, though? To be like, oh, I hate the cops, I hate the government, and to work for the fucking CIA? And is Charlie Manson the guy who repeatedly was in jail and constantly getting released and kind of starting the whole hippie movement? Just for people who might not have heard this before, what's like the backstory of all of this, if anybody can break it down really quick?
Well, you mean Charlie Manson, or do you mean like why he went to that house? Like what was going on with that? Because the reason they went to that house, those teenage girls, by the way, Charlie Manson met Dennis Wilson because Dennis Wilson picked up some of the girls. Matter of fact, one of them was one of the people that was one of the murderers convicted. Picked him up on the side of the road trying to hitchhike to the Manson family ranch. And Dennis Wilson from the Beach Boys picked up these girls and gave them a ride back to the house. And that's how he met Charlie Manson. They became buddies. And then Dennis Wilson introduced Charlie Manson to Terry Melcher, who's Doris Day's son, by the way. And Terry Melcher was like a big time like music executive at the time. I mean, he did the Birds, you name it. Like he's all in it. He was all in that scene. And that guy's probably CIA, if anybody is. And the house that they, what was the name of the street that it was on? You guys remember? I can't remember. Anyways, the house that Sharon Tate and Kathy Folger and all that nonsense were in. Roman Polanski and Sharon Tate had just bought that house. I mean, they just bought it. And they thought Terry Melcher still lived there. So that was supposed to be like a revenge. You know, they were supposed to go kill Terry Melcher, not Sharon Tate, who was in this project.
Sorry.
It was a complete, foul.
Well, I think the whole thing about, you know, the question about him being CIA or not, you know, kind of goes back to, like, the motivation for why they did the killing in the first place was, you know, the story was that they, with this whole helter-skelter thing, they wanted to create a race war, and they wanted to try to blame this on, you know, Black people. And so you kind of think, okay, if he's CIA, I don't know. Is he just trying to create chaos? Because, I mean, think about the CIA or organizations like that. I mean, they thrive on just creating chaos so that it just like think about riots or anything going on. Any big story you see, there's obviously something more important going on in the background. So if you can make put out this controlled asset to kind of raise havoc and all this stuff, it might be a perfect cover for you to kind of go in the background and kind of keep doing what you're doing without being noticed.
You're absolutely right. There's a really great book called Strange Stories from the Canyon that covers all this stuff. It's very interesting. And it talks about the fact that like Jim Morrison's daddy was the admiral.
And Manson's dad was
in Vietnam. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Charlie Manson is the reason that I think that he's not CIA and he wasn't like an operative is because he's dumb. Not a bright guy. Not somebody you would trust with information. Not somebody you trust with an operative. The guy was not smart.
Well, we think he was a handler, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, his dad was in the military. He's a military brat. That happened. Morrison.
Britney Spears' daddy was also in the military.
Britney Spears?
A lot of celebrities. Justin Timberlake. A lot of people that their daddies were high up in the military.
Yeah, because Manson's dad was a colonel.
He never actually killed anybody, and he spent his life in prison, and his name is notorious. It's not like he's Ted Kaczynski. It's not like he's...
Was he really in prison, though? I mean, did people check up on him every fucking day, right?
Well, you'll have to remember
it's like that, the Boston bombing kid, the Joker, or whatever his name is. Like, do we check up on him every day to make sure he's actually there?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yep. The important thing to remember here, though, is that every person who's commented on it, they said the story is. If we can't trust the media now, what makes you think you can trust the media then? Just saying.
I'll tell you what. Has anybody ever seen any of those parole hearings that he has, you know, every few years? I mean, those are hilarious just because he's, like you said, he's nut job insane. So anytime he comes up for parole, they make this like televised thing and it's just a whole nut job scenario. It's hilarious.
I've never seen that. Do you have any quotes from that?
I'm not crazy.
Oh my God.
That's what we all say.
Anytime I think of like a parole,
I think there was one where he said, if I wanted to kill someone, I would have killed you already. Some fucking the reporter, the
right.
A couple times they got to get in there and interview with him.
Think about that. That means that I could tell somebody, you know what? I hate my ex-boyfriend. I hope you go kill him. And they go kill him. And then I go to jail. Right? Considering the amount of drugs that people were doing at the time. And I'm not saying it was a wholesome environment. These clearly were underage girls. It was a shit show. It was not right. At the time, though, that's what rock stars did. And it was made like normal by people like your buddies in the Grateful Dead and the Merry Pranksters and, you know, the Rolling Stones. And I mean, that's what they did at the time. That's what they did. They hooked up with young girls because only young girls are impressionable enough to be like, let me get backstage, you know?
That's what they still do.
That's what they still do. I've been in the industry for years.
Now I have a 14-year-old. I think they all now think they're boys.
Nailed all the windows shut. All of them.
Fucking.
And he starts on the couch.
Fucked up.
But so the hooking up with underage girls type thing, is that like an indicator of someone being a part of the establishment? I mean, I understand that there's like, you know, random pedophiles here and there, but is that something like, in your opinion, that like is an indicator that maybe they're a part of this whole machine?
Satanic pedophile network, right. Vampires.
Well, I think there's definitely outliers. Like, you know, that's why there's like the sex registry list. You know, people come to your house and be like, hey, I live here. You know, I fucking pissed in public or whatever. But obviously there's worse offenders than that in everyday life. You know, there are people who are mentally ill or just fucked up or whatever. But the people who get away with it, that's how you know they're in the establishment. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Without a doubt.
Bowie is dead and Mick Jagger is still walking around. That guy supposedly did more drugs than anybody.
And he got like a new heart.
And they're just walking around, like living their lives. I just think that's weird, man. Like, I'm just saying. I don't think Charlie Manson, if you look at who got punished, right? And who got sacrificed and who got thrown under the bus. Somebody who didn't actually kill anybody. He didn't actually hold a murder weapon. He never stabbed or killed or he didn't write anything on the wall. Like the whole thing, like he did not actually hold a murder weapon and actually commit a murder. And the repercussions of that case law is that if I were to tell you, Villain, to go kill,
yes, you know, president,
and you were like, I'm going to help my girlfriend out. I had a bad night. I'm going to kill that mother. And you did. Then I would be legally held responsible. I want y'all to think about how scary that is.
Except, well, a couple years ago.
Actually go kill someone. But if you said that to Mick, he might. So you probably shouldn't.
I'll come with you, Mick.
A couple years ago, okay. they put a girl in prison because she kept telling her boyfriend or something he should kill himself. And then he went and bought a generator or some shit and ran it in his truck and killed himself.
That's what she gets for dating a dummy.
Yeah, I mean, some people are master manipulators. Like you said, they try to get these young, impressionable girls because they're such manipulators. They have to prey on the weakest people they find. You know, like my wife always watches like that Snap show, you know, about like wives killing their boyfriends and ex-boyfriends, all this stuff. And they spin some whole yarn about, oh, my God, my ex-boyfriend was so abusive to me and he did this and that. And like, if he wasn't here anymore, everything would be so much better. And
says, basically what they do is they make it really sympathetic that he killed their husband.
Right.
But at that time, at that period of time, the hippie movement was coming to an end, right? And there was a lot of displaced people that had, you know, followed around the Merry Pranksters, artists, and people that just kind of got displaced. And that's how those girls ended up at the Manson family ranch anyways, because they were displaced people. And I think what happened in the culture, what always happens in rock and roll culture when there's nobody paying attention and when it's not like a social taboo, like before Dr. Cosby, you know, like it wasn't looked down upon. It was actually considered like normal for teenage girls to go chase these fans. And I'm sure there's a lot worse out there. And there's a lot of girls that lied about their age, you know, to get away with it. And there's a lot of people that look the other way. And at the end of the day, I think what really happened is is that the important thing to remember is it doesn't matter who did it or why they did it. The important thing is that we have to remember, A, if someone kills someone and they tell them to do it, they shouldn't be in jail the rest of their life. And second of all, the media has been lying this whole time, because look how they portrayed him. You guys keep bringing up stuff that the media said, but do you know that? Do you have testimony? Because I actually talked to a guy that...
Was Charles Manson even real?
And that conversation. And he goes,
he was a hologram.
Those are the serious questions.
I've never met the guy.
Well, I was going to ask, like, so did y'all see the Tarantino Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Like, I have not watched that, and I can't believe
what was it, but... So those who have seen it, like, what's your take on, like, how realistic that was as far as the portrayal and things like that? And yeah, Brad Pitt was a hunk, but besides that, how realistic was that whole narrative? Because it had a lot to do with the Manson murders. I mean, that's what the end of the movie was.
I couldn't do that one. Like, cuties, I just couldn't do it. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting, like all Tarantino's movies, but it was like based on a real thing. So you're like, okay, what is going on? And Tarantino's one of those scumbag guys in Hollywood. So like he might portray it different. I just didn't know if anyone had an opinion on that.
Y'all thought Elon Musk was awkward? The original awkward was Quentin Tarantino. That guy's weird.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Oh, 100%.
Sucks because it's
what is it from? Have y'all ever seen the From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah.
Love that movie. I don't know about stuff. I just gotta put that up in my head. I love that movie.
It's fucking crazy though. Like, I remember watching that for the first time, like maybe a year ago. I think it was like the start of the COVID. I saw that. I was like, what
Robert.
Huh?
So if you guys need to rewatch that, watch a movie from 10 years ago, although the timeline's sped up now. So, you know, movies that came out 10 years ago are probably indicative of what's going on now or in the next couple year or two, but now it's sped up. So that's even like movies that are coming out this year the last couple years are coming up at the same timeline as that movie from 10 years ago.
Well, like we just watched Idiocracy last night, and Puds had never seen it. We were talking about this before the show, and it was crazy how much of that in that movie, which is, you know, 500 years in the future, how much of that is happening right now. And that's just from 2005. I mean, it's insane with the whole, you have a number, the corporations kind of control
code tattooed on your wrist.
Yeah, and then the corporate, like the Carl's Jr. machine to get food is like, you're not a fit parent. We're going to take your kids from you. And it's like, and I told Puds last night, I was like, think about modern day corporations and what they're doing to like people's livelihoods just because they believe or are a certain way. It's like the corporations are part of the state, you know? So, I mean, that movie in particular, there's so much we could get into as far as like where that's going and
you know what's interesting about that is like a lot of these Hollywood movies that show all this kind of stuff, they set it in some environment that doesn't look like ours, right? They set it way in the future, they set it in the past or on another planet or something, knowing full well that like this shit is happening or it's going to happen very soon. But when they put it on the screen, just think like Star Wars, like, oh, this is a terrible totalitarian government. Oh wait, but that's way out in space. This is just a movie, you know, like so they set all this stuff in Indiana Jones and stuff. If they like, oh, there's some crazy death cult in India where they got child sacrifices. That's crazy. But guess what? That doesn't happen in America. That's just a movie. But like, you're trying to intentionally, you're showing us truth, but you're trying to displace it from where we are right now.
They do that a lot just so people can say, oh, you saw that in a movie. That's a crazy conspiracy theory. You know?
I mean, like, just look at the King Kong movies.
Yeah, we mentioned that last episode about the King Kong movie specifically. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just realized how many things in common that Idiocracy have in regards to the Nazi party, the tattoos on the arm, the government control.
Show your papers.
Right. Whoa, my head just exploded. Mm-hmm. Like the TV shows and all that were, and the propaganda, whoa. I'm going to have to see that.
Janet, what were you going to say, Janet? Heavy.
I was going to say, I thought you guys were going to go with the angle from Idiocracy, how our population is so retarded and so just dumbed down and everything runs on sugar. and they, you have to have sugar.
Just remember,
sugar based.
Like McDonald's is partnered with the government.
Oh no, Shake Shack partnered with Bill de Blasio. Yeah.
Well, it's got electrolytes. It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, that's
the sugar. Oh yeah.
Did y'all see that clip?
The really sad thing is that people aren't stupid. The elites,
they dude, that well, de Blasio shit. They really think people are fucking.
Yeah, Chris. Ooh, I want to hear what do you? I don't know if I know the clip
when
you're talking about.
Fries, fuck.
It was so hard to watch that because you could just like hear him smacking his food, and he's like cramming those fries in like he hasn't eaten before, and it's like, nom, 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 nom. Oh, I get to eat fries with my
shot. You want to hear? You want to hear a clip?
It's such a delicacy, you know. I mean, nobody. I've never been able to eat fries before because I can't afford it.
Well, Chris, you get a burger with it now too.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if I. I don't know if I know the clip you're talking about, Chris. Or
oh, it was from the. It was from a press conference yesterday from de Blasio.
Oh yeah, I definitely did not.
No, we can't hear it.
By the way,
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
That's not even his real name. That's a name he came up with.
Who? I don't watch the news. I avoid that shit. So.
No, it just came up on Instagram yesterday, and I had a chuckle at that. I'm like, oh, for the love of Pete, and that's all. All the presser was just like him. Cramming his face.
What about?
Yeah.
Can you hear it now?
Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger? No. This could be breakfast.
Okay. We got.
I want you to look at this and think about. Again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life, but if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Mmm.
Yeah.
Vaccination. Mmm.
They're
I'm
laughing.
Getting a very good feeling.
They're laughing.
About vaccination right this moment.
All these people, these elites, are trying 10 different ways through fluoride, through vaccinations, through the shitty food in McDonald's, through the sugar. They're all trying to move towards depopulation and dumb us down like Idiocracy. How far away do you think that is? Do you think it's all going to come in one final?
Yeah, man. I mean, as far as, I mean, you've heard Charlie Robinson's coverage as far as
great. That's like worst case scenario where this vaccine kills everyone.
Okay, you know the Georgia Guidestones.
Hold on 1 second.
A year to the Georgia Guidestones, like 2021 or some shit. There was a block added.
Yeah.
Did anybody see that?
We've been to the Georgia Guidestones. It's not there.
It's not there. That was a hoax.
There was a guy that cut a block.
Yeah, there was a guy that removed a block from the Georgia Guidestones, and they actually arrested him when he returned it because he said he couldn't take the weight of it anymore. But there's no date on the Georgia Guidestones. In fact, we noticed that it's actually not dated. The time capsule, when it's buried, does not have a date on it. And when it's supposed to be removed, does not have a date on it. There is no date on the Georgia Guidestones where there should be.
We talked about this when I came on y'all's show, that on the time capsule, it's like blank date to blank date. There's no date, and like that maybe it hasn't started yet, you know.
Well, just because you guys asked the question, when do you think it's going to happen? Hello, do you see all the fucking morons walking around wearing fucking masks?
Oh man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what y'all do for a living. I'm a firefighter, but when I went into a person's house and he happened to be about 70 years old, and the lady told me that he was having problems breathing, and I walked in and he was wearing a diaper around his face because she thought that was the best way to go. I don't know if you all know the intricate outlays of a diaper, but my kids, I do because my dog liked to chew through my kids' diapers. There is a piece of plastic in there. It's like putting a plastic bag over your head. And I ripped the diaper off his head and he was like, and I was like, now I got to go get a cop because I got to get this person charged with murder because she was trying to kill her fucking husband.
There are some real dumb people out there that are doing ridiculous things. You'll see those pictures online with fucking shit all over them going through the grocery store. Those people are just, they're already out of the game. So but what percentage of the population do you think that is? Do you think it's like 30% or 50%?
How much of them are trolls?
Because the masks are just one. That's just like a little compliance exercise. But how far away are they from making their move? I mean, maybe the vaccine's it. Maybe the booster's it. You know, I really don't know. But It just seems like it could be, it could either be 6 months from now or it could be 5 years from now.
Yeah. Are you saying you guys aren't vaccinated? What the hell's wrong with you people? Oh God,
yeah. I don't think anyone here even thought about getting that vaccine.
Man, Kyle, not me. Fuck you, dude.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I just have to do it.
I'm not afraid of that. It's my time. It's my time. Honestly, I'm afraid of being murdered because someone might go through my phone.
You see the new the new trend going on Twitter right now is like, how do you know if someone's vaccinated or not? And it's someone without a mask or with a mega hat on.
Oh, those are the only options?
Last yeah,
because the boy. Vaccinated now are like, I'm going to fucking like really throw down on the mask. I'm going to wear fucking three of them. Like, I'm going to show these fucking people, you know. So, they say you can go outside now, you know, if you're vaccinated. How the fuck are they going to tell the difference? If you got a mega head or a Trump shirt or fucking if you're a Republican or if you're white, I don't fucking know.
That's where your Nazi papers come into play. They're going to make you carry around that card and say, yes, I got the vaccine right here on this day. See?
It's going to be an RFID that can fucking, that? Like, boom, boom, it already knows when you're coming towards the door.
It comes with our white privilege. I don't understand why we're talking about this still. It automatically comes. We get it because we're all white. I mean,
I don't know.
Not many colors in here. I'm just saying.
Is.
Oh my God. Did y'all? There's this guy.
We should be canceled immediately.
Oh, I already stopped recording. We're done.
I haven't got a white shirt on too.
Yeah, oh, fuck you, Kyle.
Fuck, I'm so white.
Okay. Well, speaking of t-shirts, here, Defiant. Okay, yeah. Skull and Cross, Defiant. It's my Defiant t-shirt.
There you go.
Nice.
It's the flag, and Mick's wearing one too. So, yeah.
I had a shirt on yesterday that said, it's one of my favorite shirts. It says, American until Texas secedes. And then he's got the tinfoil hat, Bill Gates vaccinating the world t-shirt on. Don't do that. That'd be bad. An actual Bill Gates.
Hey, what do you guys think about Bill Gates now that you segued into Bill Gates?
You mean Dr. Gates?
Oh my God.
You mean Dr. Gates?
Yeah, Dr. Gates. I apologize. You know, it is Dr. Gates. I mean, that keeps us from getting.
Dr. Scientist Gates. Don't forget.
He's the world's most powerful.
He reads books and now he can vaccinate people.
Yeah, he reads four dummies and boom. But now he's getting a divorce and Epstein keeps getting brought up.
Hiding that money.
So is he the fucking another fall?
He might be a fall guy.
She's really the fucking mastermind of fucking killing everybody.
You mean he? Mr. Melinda?
Every woman is.
We're talking about Kevin Klein.
When they released the statement, she put a power move.
Her name. Antichrist is going to be male. Honestly, that's always astounded me.
That's what I agree. Think, right? Because women are cunty.
We have two women.
They are. They're cunty.
Uber cunty.
They're revenge-ful. I'm serious.
Have you ever met my yeah. better half?
I may have. I may have met your other half.
Hey, so in case you guys don't know, I identify, my personal pronoun is cunt. Because if I have to identify with a personal pronoun, I'm going to make it as offensive as possible.
I like that.
My personal pronoun is cunt. And y'all can fuck off if you don't like it. I don't give a fuck.
And that is spelled Zagat next Tuesday.
Hey, that's the clip of the fucking week right there.
I sent my crazy message today telling her I was going to dye my hair blue so nobody bothers me. Because guys are going to obviously assume that I have a bad attitude and a lot of debt, so I'm just going to leave me alone when I go to bars.
when you dye your hair,
and that you've been vaccinated.
Yeah, when you dye your hair blue, they give you at least three pronouns when you get it.
A pink hair can.
Hey, you know, you choose.
What?
It doesn't matter.
I'm thinking, out of everybody here, I am the only one that is fully vaccinated.
Absolutely,
you are. Yeah.
Get him out of
here. I love being the pickle. I love being the pickle.
You really are vaccinated?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
What? Do I got to go get my papers? Do you want to see my papers now? Are you going to be as bad as they are?
Did you get a donut?
I just want to know why. Why are you vexed?
I had, well, it was partly work. And then the other part of it was I don't really give a fuck. A, B, I've been vaccinated for just about everything else to include right. anthrax. I've been microchipped probably 12 different times. What's another microchip? It's not going to kill me or anything. I mean, I got more metal in me than most people do. So I just said, fuck it. Why not?
That's fair.
If it means I don't have to wear your fucking stupid mask, this is all it was about. It was doing this, and I was walking around, fuck you, I'm not going to wear your fucking stupid mask. My kids aren't going to wear your fucking stupid mask. I'm vaccinated, so kiss my ass.
I don't like the mask. I'm the opposite. Was a play toy until they got to the vax. And I'm not trying to shit on
I'm
you.
I'm down to wear the mask if I don't have to vax my kids and myself.
It's just
I don't
wear
the mask. Our kids are not getting vaccinated. Don't take that the wrong way. Our kids are most definitely not getting vaccinated. Either am I. But we are actually allergic to most vaccines, and I'm certainly not about to try this one. So
fuck this. After that SPARS shit, fuck.
Now,
our neighbor, I 100% get why, like, Mick has a solid reason for it, and I totally, like, that's a valid reason.
So,
like,
that's
you,
cool.
You know,
our neighbor is a first responder as well. And the other day, like last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, he was like, I was leaving for work in the morning. He was like, hey, sorry if I, kept you up all night playing the porcelain horn. And I was like, what are you talking about, dude? He's like, I got my second shot last night and I was thrown up for 12 hours. Yep. And I was like, you better stay away from me, dude. I don't want to catch that shit.
The second shot.
I was assuming he's a positive.
What's the third shot going to do, though? Like,
nothing.
Well, understand this.
Yes, I will.
Understand this. I was vaccinated, yes. When they tell me that I got to go back for a booster, they're getting that, too. Because I'm going to be like, nope, I ain't fucking playing your game. This is like smallpox, right. People. You went in, you got your smallpox vaccine, you were done. It's a vaccine. You go in, you get your...
not a flu shot.
Polio was one shot. You got it in the arm. You didn't have to get a booster. Fuck you. I'm not going back for a booster. You didn't kiss my ass.
You do now.
The CDC say she doesn't know how many of her staff is actually vaccinated because the government doesn't require it, so she doesn't have to report it or track it.
Of course not.
Yep.
They only have to track citizens.
I think like 60%. I don't know, actually. I just... work here and collect the check.
Fauci even been vaccinated yet? I thought he hadn't been vaccinated.
You need a freaking vaccine.
Who, Fauci?
It's on your arm.
You got it on the TV.
So, guys.
I still have the...
Hey, wait a minute. Can you
Missy, I still have the scar.
Hey, have you seen the magnet fucking video? Have you seen the magnet video? Can you put the magnet on your arm? Does the magnet stick?
Yeah.
No, we tried it. We tried that.
We tried that this
fucking
morning,
video
actually.
Is bullshit.
It used to work on my head, but then they changed that to titanium, so that doesn't
work
anymore.
You need a really big magnet, you know?
I do. I've got one of those hard drive magnets.
Bullshit
and
video.
It didn't do anything.
Debunked.
It didn't stick nothing.
It sticks to my collarbones, but it doesn't stick to my shoulder. Is it when people got it immediately, then tried to do the magnet? What's the context? Because I've seen those, too.
I think it's just bullshit.
Yeah, I feel like she just, too. You can see when she did it on her first arm, she like,
the other side, it just fell off.
Yeah, she like pushed it in really hard, which if you take like a bottle cap and push it on your arm, it'll stick. And then on the other side, she just like threw it on there and it fell off.
But you know, there was a guy that did a compilation video of like 17 different people.
17.
There's a video with 17.
Of course it was 17.
That did.
It's only 17.
It's only 17. That's a number. It's a magic number.
17. But it may not have been 17, but it was like in the teens. And anyway, it was a compilation video of all these people who had done the magnet thing. And they were even using like refrigerator magnets and stuff that had like a hook on them and like chip clips and stuff. And I was like,
Well, that could be like part of the control chart. Like we've talked about this before on the show. Like, you know how the story came out about people getting like saline in the arm or whatever.
Right.
Well, and then they went back and got the actual vaccine. So, like, they eliminated the control trial. So, what if the actual control trial is people who
don't get the magnet in their arm or whatever? People, they keep
I have a theory about that, actually, because Mick got his vaccine when Trump was still in office. Okay. And if you remember, Biden said that he's taking credit for the vaccine. I personally think that... the people that got the vaccine prior to January 20th got a placebo. That's just what I think.
It's entirely possible.
Okay,
and that would make sense because that's all your politicians that were on TV, like McConnell and Pelosi and, you know, Marco Rubio.
No side effects from the shots. I mean, the second one, he slept for like 12 hours.
First one, I had no side effects. The second one, I had no immediate side effect. I worked all day, came home, we were at dinner. We were sitting there eating dinner and about 8:30 at night. And I said, yep, I'm done. I got up. I walked away from the table. I went to bed. And by the time she got back there, it was literally not even 5 minutes later. And I was already snoring. I was out. Nothing. Woke up the next morning and every arthritic part in my body was completely inflamed. Mm-hmm. And she said she claimed she was fucking sleeping.
Oh, that's
which
right.
is complete bullshit. I was asleep. Because like I nudged her with like my arm. I was like, hey, can you open the Aleve bottle? And I was like holding the Aleve bottle with my two forearms, trying to throw it at her. Like, hey, can you open the Aleve bottle?
It's 5 in the
morning. She rolls over at 5 in the morning and grabs my hand and rips my hand wide open. And I said, if I could make a fist right now. I was seized up. I was like that.
Yeah, it was the claw.
Like, if I can make a fist right now, I would punch you in the fucking mouth.
And that's why my personal pronoun is cunt.
Y'all, check it out. An interesting fact about, like, when we talk about vaccines, we talk about diseases. A very cool thing. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's cool. I don't know what the significance is. Maybe you guys can help me figure out more about this. There's something called the CCR5 gene. It's the CCR5 protein. It's located on the short arm, position 21, chromosome 3. It's called the Delta 32 genome anomaly. And what that did was that came about due to us like breeding and like being able to like continue to live after the bubonic plague came about. There's people that get better in like the community in San Francisco. They just recently did a documentary about him where this guy was completely immune to AIDS due to this Delta 32 mutation. He can't catch any viruses.
That's so, part
that's
of
called the zombie gene, right?
That's part of Rogam. That's part of the rhesus negative, the Rh negative blood type, because females that have Rh negative that have an Rh positive baby don't have that delta gene, which is what causes that to attack. You know, the baby's blood system.
They have to take medication or something, right?
Yeah, but
I had to get a shot at 28 weeks.
Yeah.
You have to get an immunoglobulin.
But that delta gene is what is actually found in the populations that are also resistant to things like HIV. And HIV and coronavirus are very identical when you look at their makeup. Their structure and how they have the spike proteins on the outside. Yeah. It means that
coronavirus is designed, it's made of five different viruses, including HIV.
Yeah. And that's exactly what they did with the polio vaccination to get that started, was to claim that, you know, polio was this neurological disorder and anybody that had a tick or, you know, whatever, twitch or, you know, joint pain or anything like that, that all falls under polio. And so that's why we have to get everybody vaccinated for polio, which back in the day, when we were little, some of us, most of you are babies, but the older ones in here, like you only had to have, we only had to have one polio and it was an oral polio. And now, like babies have to have 5 polio when they're born and all the way to like, I think it's 18 months or something like that, but you have to have 5 now. So
just 5 government slurry shots. Yeah. Right in your baby's arm.
Shit. How many do they get right out of the cannon?
Dude, my son is
72 in the first year.
Yeah.
I was 72 in the first year.
My mom had to like elbow nurses, even though it was in my birthing plan that my son would not get any vaccinations, but they tried to give him, they said it was vitamin K, potassium, a hepatitis B shot, the minute he was born.
Hepatitis
and my mom
B.
sat there and ran, because I had an epidural, so I couldn't get up and do anything. My mom like ran resistance and like was like, you're not doing this. It's not the birth plan. They tried to do it anyways.
Right.
And my mom was like extremely offended. My mom would not leave my hospital room the next like 2 days when I was in the hospital, because she was terrified they were going to try to vaccinate my child. And I waited as long as I could to like balance out the vaccinations. He got vaccinated. He had to for school, because there are some diseases you actually need to be vaccinated against. But at the end of the day, like this, I waited as long as I possibly could, the last possible minute. Like he got most of his vaccinations prior to kindergarten rather than when he was 3 or 4, because I just had him do them all at once. when he was like five, when he was old enough and resistant enough.
They're not even focused on that shit anymore. They don't give a fuck about them fucking other vaccines.
He tried to like do it anyways, even though he was had planned not to do that. Do it anyways. My mom had to like be like, uh-uh, bitch.
The hep vaccine right out the, so to speak, gate there is because of the circumcisions, you know, all the botched circumcisions, you know, they have to have blood transfusions. So they give them that hep B. They even give the females it, not to raise questions. It's like, why the fuck you only give it to the boys?
Well,
that's the only reason you would give an infant unless they're running out fucking shooting heroin or something.
Since we're talking about vaccines, go look at Merriam-Webster's definition of a vaccine as of today.
They changed it like four times in the last year, dude.
They just changed it yesterday.
Yeah, they just keep throwing shit down the memory hole.
The Merriam-Webster definition now includes its or of anti-vaxxer. If you look up the definition of anti-vaxxer, it should come up as a noun. And now it says, and it should say yesterday's date on it. I think you just looked it up, didn't you?
Yeah,
Kyle.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Yoda?
Again, mandate.
Let me see here.
I think it's people who are against mandates or anti-vax.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. So, a person who opposes vaccination or laws that mandate vaccination.
Look at when you go to the doctor. When you go to the doctor and you haven't gotten a vaccine and they're like, hey, do you want the blah, 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 whatever the fuck vaccine? You're like, no. Yeah, right. And they're like, refused. That's what it's written on there. Refused.
It's interesting because Merriam-Webster, as of yesterday or the day before yesterday, they said that it was just people who refused vaccines. Now it says laws, including vaccines. And the people they want to say is Trump supporters. They want to put Trump supporters in that category. I bet somewhere in there, if you look close enough, maybe under adjective or verb, it probably says Trump supporter somewhere in there. Just saying.
They don't want to put Trump supporters on there, but fuck, I've never supported Trump anytime he was in office, and I have never supported any of the recent Democrats running, and I'm still here on the anti-vax side. Like, there's so much
report saying
garbage.
And let me throw this out there. What if this, like V. Lynn, you brought it up earlier about like it being possibly a placebo, like before a certain date. What if it is truly closer to a placebo? Obviously, it's having effects on people, but really the point of it is just to polarize people. And get two sides pitted against each other like they always do with everything.
Exactly.
I don't know if anybody's seen the original like Twilight Zone series, like from the 50s. There's a great episode where they the news said that, hey, guess what? There's aliens living amongst us. And so what happened was everybody was looking at their neighbor like, are you the alien? Are you the alien? And guess what? They all started fighting against each other. And then at the very end of the episode, they look up in the sky and the aliens are like, guess what? We don't have to do anything. We have to just watch them take each other out, and then we'll just come swoop in and then claim it.
Yeah,
you know. So you wonder if it's kind of like that.
V-Lin stole my line earlier about movies, and if movies tell the future, TV shows do the same. Revelation. Especially the old TV shows, the 50s TV shows. Right. Especially, yes, I love the old Twilight Zones. I watch them every Sunday morning.
Rod Sterling's love watching those things.
Yeah,
those things are fucking killer because if you watch them, they talk about lizard people. Mm-hmm. They talk, you look at any conspiracy theory today and you watch a Twilight Zone. They talk about it. They talk about lizard people. They talk about aliens. They talk about us being the ant farm and everybody fucking watching us.
Right.
It's like
simulation theory.
Robot and advanced robotics, like all that kind of stuff. It's crazy.
Kyle. Animatronics. I mean, they talk about that in there, too. And they didn't even know about animatronics in 1952.
Yeah, they
did. Right. Oh, they knew about animatronics. Yeah. They fucking...
Because they're 50 years. And Mick, come on. You know this better than anyone. They're 50 years ahead of what they released to the public. So don't give me that shit. They didn't know about animatronics in 1952. One of the Kyle.
I'm talking about...
Hold on though, Kyle. I could go with what you're saying about, you know, them just using the vaccine to pit people against each other, except for the 12,000 reported deaths directly connected to the vaccine so far worldwide. And that's just the ones that are reported. And then, I mean, I am watching people because about almost all the managers at my work right now are vaccinated. All the directors. I'm the only, myself and one other person are the only holdouts. Right now, and they are pushing it at my job because I work for a woke corporation, and it's pretty ridiculous. Like, I've got upper corporate people asking, doing a survey as to how many department heads and directors have been vaccinated, coming to the hotel and saying that we need to encourage all of our staff to get vaccinated ASAP. I already see the writing on the wall. But the people that have been vaccinated, they're literally aging before my eyes. Yeah. I am watching significant cognitive decline. Right. My boss can't remember shit right now. I am not even kidding. Mick, I don't see cognitive decline in you because you already had cognitive decline, so it's no different than what you
touché.
She calling you a
retarded. My boss, while his memory wasn't always the best, now it's, I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. He is asking me questions. I literally have to send him an email or a text about everything that we discuss, or he won't remember it 5 minutes later. And sometimes he doesn't even remember that I sent him the text. And I have to tell him, hey, go back and look at your text because we talked about this yesterday.
I do have a question.
He's related to me then. Can't remember shit syndrome.
Well, right there with I got one other question just to add, just to fucking war game this. All right. And I agree with you. And I don't disagree with your theory on that at all. And I think it's a great theory. But explain to me buy large homes then, or buy large mansions. Because BLM, what is that to do? I mean, that pits everybody against everybody as well. And that's the same. It's almost the same thing without sticking a needle in your arm. It's almost exactly the same thing. Buy large mansions and all of that shit that took place this past summer and everything that's going on now. Explain that one. I mean, how is that one government crafted?
An actual vaccine, and there's placebos in there. And some of them are getting lumped into one fucking box.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk to you, Dylan.
No, go ahead, Missy.
The BLM party, all that nonsense. You got to remember, blacks do not agree. And I know because, like, I'm literally 1/16th black, and I don't look it. But everyone else, I'm the white sheep of the family. I swear to God.
Hell from them lips.
It's an Obama 16th black.
In the old South.
Are you trying to claim American Indian status here?
No, I'm not foreign. My mom. If you met my mom, you'd be like, "Holy crap! Okay, I get it." Because everyone in my family is dark except for me. I'm the only light skin, can't get tan, it's ridiculous. But point being is that like with BLM stuff, remember blacks do not like the transgender like agenda. Blacks do not like the gay agenda. Blacks do not like them messing with their communities. Blacks do not like them attacking the unions. Blacks do not like not having jobs. Blacks actually don't like getting handouts. I know it seems like they do, but they actually do not. They hate that shit. It makes them feel like they're being condescended for. A lot of these people that are like, blah, 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 like they're lying, they're paid for. Like, because any black person that I grew up with, and I'm still friends with a lot of them, they're embarrassed by this shit. It's embarrassing. And they're really insulted by the fact that people think they can't take care of themselves. Because the guy was behind me, I'm buddies with. Like, he's like, this is crazy. He's like, I can't believe that they are using us again. And the thing is about the BLM riots, that is the way to bring back in the black community to vote Democrat, because it gives them something to rally behind. And again, these people don't create. They just do the same things over and over again. They're like holding up, you know, the rally of Malcolm X and all these other people they're not even around anymore. And they're like, oh, we got to get behind them because Black Lives Matter and the 1619 Project. And it's all lies. It's all bullshit. And it's to bring them back to vote Democrat. That's what that is. And it's not working. I hate to tell people that, but it's not working.
Oh, so, I agree.
So big picture, man. Big picture. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. What happens first? I mean, we talked about the SPARS 2025, where, you know, the vaccine injuries take place. And then now we're talking about the other angle where it's like there's almost a civil war type scenario where all the infighting takes place because the last like 10% or whatever won't take their shots. And then the media propagandizes it. So like, what do you think is the actual agenda?
They're not mutually exclusive.
Right.
Everything is connected.
Just chaos. So, it's just chaos. You know, a lot of different things, the BLM stuff, the election, the vaccine, it's just all chaos. Just look at the election. They had to cause chaos in so many different places so they couldn't, you know, gather all the stuff together. It's all just about chaos.
Right. COVID.
I don't know that chaos is the right word for that, because chaos,
division,
chaos designates that it's
controlled chaos,
unplanned. This is planned down to the most minute detail.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's very controlled. It's very controlled. The response is chaos. You're right. Not the actual act itself.
Even the response is predicted and controlled because they have, and we know this for a fact, they have quantum computers, at least one, that predicts literally every single thing that can happen, both the action and the reaction, and comes up with the most likely possibility to the point that it's so refined that it seems to actually predict the future. So,
Nick, you've been in the military. What's the point of arming yourself to the teeth? If you arm yourself to the teeth, what does that mean you're walking into? It means you're walking into a real fight, right? These people have armed themselves to the teeth. They're terrified about it.
We are armed to the teeth, absolutely, all the time.
All of us. They have to separate us. They have to, like, keep us, like, down. They have to, like, make sure that we're broke. They gotta mess with us on every level. They're fighting so hard. Why? They're supposed to be the elite. They all have more money than us. What are they fighting so hard for?
Mick, why are we armed to the teeth?
Well, A, I love to fucking kill people. I've done a lot of it, so I'm just going to keep doing it. But B, there's no other better reason than to protect yourself. I mean, come the fuck on. I'm just waiting for the zombie apocalypse, and I got claymores and everything.
Hey, it's
I'm
ready
coming. To go. Shots, man, you might be the zombie.
Oh,
it is coming. The zombie apocalypse, I believe,
it is coming. It's coming because the CDC said it was. So plan for that.
The brain prions are going to catch up to us
that's
eventually.
Right. That's bars right there.
Hey, I'm glad Mick hasn't eaten.
Causing it.
Hey, that means I'm going to live forever, and your brains are all mine.
I'm worried about your wife's face, dude.
Hey, I did have a quick question for V-Lynn and I guess any of the other ladies here who are around a bunch of vaccinated people. I've actually have a friend who has been vaccinated. She's not been vaccinated. Everyone she works with has been vaccinated. And she's like a nurse. She works in a hospital. And she's allergic to the vaccine. She's not going to get it. But I asked her, and this was a weird question for me to ask her, but I was like, hey,
tell me about your period.
Yeah. I was like, have your menstrual cycles been messed up? And she was like, oh my God, you
beyond
have
belief. Yeah.
So tell me about how you bleed. I just want to know. How do you bleed for 7 days and not die?
How have things been flowing recently?
Exactly. I'll probably have the most elegant way to ask it.
You had to go there.
Thank you, Clip, with John Cusack.
Bunch of jackasses.
But I was just
I have the answer to that. And Mick does not like this because I just made the correlation not long ago when I started hearing about the vaccine transmission, right? Because you can't really call it shedding. It's transmission. And Janet, I know you remember this because I still had the scar on my face, I think, in January. So Mick got his vaccine in December, his first one.
No, I got it in January.
You got it in January.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my first vaccine in January.
Okay. So
you're not allowed to say December. That's not true because
he got it before.
We didn't even have it.
Fake news.
He got it before we went on our trip.
You got it right before we went on our trip, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Correct. I got my first shot right before we went right on the trip. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So
right before we went to DC. Yep.
So
okay, FBI, if you're listening to me, yep, I was in DC.
Hi, FBI.
Fuck you.
FBI contacted me about that.
Shortly after Mick got his vaccine, I had essentially premenopausal symptoms, and I'm 42, so early menopause does not run in my family at all. And am I 41?
No, you're 43.
No, I'm not. I'm 42. Fuck you. I'll be 43 in November.
42.
And anyway, I'm 42. So,
he's crazy. It's okay.
29.
He's crazy.
I got really dizzy. I got horrible hot flashes. Yep. I got so dizzy that at one point I actually tried to come up our porch steps because I was sitting outside. And I fell off the steps because I passed out and I fell off the steps and I ended up with, it looked like road rash on my face. I had horrible premenopausal symptoms for about a week and then they passed. And then he got his second shot and it happened again. And I've been good ever since. And I thought at the time, like, it crossed my mind, like, what the fuck? And then, of course, I just dismissed it. Like, there's no way that that could happen. And then I read the Pfizer documents.
Also, folks, recently. Also, folks, before she continues, because I want you all to know this. She's like patient zero in Georgia. She, no bullshit. She had COVID before any fucking buddy else did because the FBI was down at her hotel with
Bill Barr
was down there, and his protection detail had just come back from China.
In fact, okay,
and
so
she was the one that coined the Kung Flu.
So that's a fun story. So yeah, February, Valentine's Day weekend of 2020. Bill Barr and his FBI team came to my hotel, and since I'm the only one with a security clearance, I got to run the entire thing. So I cleaned all their rooms, I ran the parking gates, I was at the hotel for like 15 hours a day. And I already knew most of the FBI team because some of them were McFriends, and I got to know the other ones. And I was talking to one of them, and I was like, and he actually was ended up being the head of Bill Barr's security detail, this huge black guy, really funny, cool dude. And I was like, you know, why the fuck would they call this Corona? They're just shitting on a good beer. Why wouldn't they call it the Kung Flu? They had every opportunity to call it the Kung Flu.
Because that's what racist.
And he laughed so hard, I thought this guy was going to piss his pants. And a week later, I hear on the news that someone in the White House used the term Kung Flu to the Chinese ambassador, and it started an international incident. And I was like, that was me. I started an international incident.
Oh, my God.
It was hysterical.
But what a great name, though.
Yoshi. Yeah, right? But I got COVID from them, and I was sick for 6 weeks. I ran 104-degree fever. Mick thought I was going to die. I mean, it was no joke. I took a week off of work, which I never take time off of work. Fuck you. You were not. You have to deal with our kids by yourself.
But, she was trying to kill you again, Mick.
I was as sick as I've ever been. And since I recovered from it, I've not been sick really a day since. Which is unusual for me because I really am patient zero. It's when they say that Rh negative people are more susceptible to allergies and that's viruses true. And things like that. That is absolutely true. I get everything.
That's why I call it the demon spawn.
I am the demon spawn.
I've heard Rh negatives are demon blood, and I've heard they're like the elite bloodline. So I don't know.
Oh, trust me. Yeah, they are demon spawn. They are fucking demon spawn.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Speaking about blood, you know how Newsweek came out with that cover talking about the young blood?
They're dumber than us, definitely.
You know, the young blood, and they're going to take the pedophile vampires.
Right.
Well, you know that young blood isn't going to be just like any young blood, right? They've got to find the right blood. I mean, I think in the Bible it even says, you know, eternal life is within the blood, you know? How are they going to find that blood?
The blood.
The whole Rh negative thing is really interesting because the reason that the whole way that they proved evolution was from Rh positive blood because the Rh positive blood type is found in
monkeys.
And so they said, well, we obviously descended from monkeys because we have this same positive blood,
but not you Rh negative motherfuckers. You guys hatch from a fucking egg. I told you you're fucking weird.
Is it Rh negative they're looking for?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because I heard something about the golden blood too. There's golden blood.
Rh negative is only like 15% of the world's population.
They're not even it's quite really sure. Rare. Somewhere between 6 and 15%.
Yeah.
Because look at the mass DNA test they just did the last year and a half.
100%.
And now they drop them off with drones. Drones don't make noise, but you get what I'm saying.
But they do that. And think about this. You don't even, and this goes back to something, Kyle, you said earlier about, you know, the mass, everybody fucking doing what the government tells you. For instance, and I know, Janet, well, we've had you on our pod. I've known you forever now, but it feels that way. We've talked
I'm
about
sorry.
It before. I don't know if it's like that or if it's the other way. If you think about it, though, you send your shit off to
23andMe,
Ancestry.com. You are volunteering your DNA
for testing. White swath, yeah.
Oh my God. They can tell your blood type. They can tell if you're Rh negative. They can tell everything about your fucking body through that little swab that you send to them.
They can tell you.
They can track your genetics back and to the
they can make
down through the mitochondrial line.
They have you voluntarily. You've been given, you gave it up voluntarily. You didn't do it. Like, if you do not believe that that's in an FBI database somewhere,
it is. Absolutely.
Ancestry.com, 23andMe.
Pipe you are
those
smoking.
Are owned by Alphabet.
I can tell you right now that all of that shit has been entered into the federal DNA database. They, if you ever commit a crime, they're going to know it's you. And you left behind DNA.
At some point, it's going to be revealed that, too. That's going to be revealed and it's going to set precedent. And then all, nothing's going to happen. Everybody's going to be like, oh, okay. I don't do anything wrong. I don't do anything wrong.
They can catch us no matter what, even if we haven't sent our DNA into 23andMe.
That's correct. If somebody in your family has done it, like I have not, but my mom did, so they
it's
now
called
have mine.
Familial DNA.
Yeah.
And that's how they caught the Golden State.
They already have so much information.
That's how they caught the Golden State Killer was like his
that's
cousin
correct.
Or something did the 23andMe.
That's correct.
And they
the
were able
one
to
on
connect that
Stars. Stars, they're doing right now the little thing on Stars. The black guy, he was like the most prolific serial killer in all of America. And they had already had his DNA. And he left DNA, I think, on his, like, I don't know, 68th victim or some shit like that. Like, something fell out from underneath his nails. I was just watching it the other day. They're doing a big thing on Stars about it, like confronting a serial killer, and some liberal bitch is doing it. It's pretty crazy. I mean, she's all sorts of fucked up too. I don't understand why she's talking to him, because she's really messed up. She needs to go back and have another conversation with somebody else. But the way they caught him was that same fucking CODIS database. It's right. CODIS. It's supposed to be the criminal oriented DNA database that the FBI holds.
Right.
Somehow though, and even the FBI has come out and admitted it, that 23andMe, Ancestry.com, all those voluntary sites, they've said, well, we have some samples from voluntary people that have given it up voluntarily. I'm like, wait a minute. When you give it 23andMe,
like
there's nothing
the
in there.
Alphabet has
apparently there is, though, in the fine print, there's a little thing in there that says this may be volunteered to the FBI. I mean,
it actually might
be fucked.
It goes to the Genome Project, which is run by National Geographic.
That's correct.
Is funded by the government, so therefore the government has access to all of their records.
Yeah, Bill Gates, there he is again. Hey, guess who Bill Gates is financed through in that one?
Oh,
and this one's gonna, this one you're all gonna love, or I love this one at least. George Soros.
Yeah.
George Soros pushes that project. 23andMe, George Soros owns stock in it. Ancestry.com, you can go look it up. George Soros owns stock in it.
And the Google family. The family that owns Google. And
Grant Gass was saying Alphabet has their shit.
Alphabet.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
So so in my work, when we were doing like COVID testing and shit, they didn't do like the fucking nose swab or whatever. It was just a mouth swab.
Right.
I think they have my DNA because I had to
yes,
do that
yes,
a couple
because
of times.
They collected a buccal swab, and that's where you get the DNA.
And said China tried to set up
DNA
swabs and DNA grabs.
Y'all
you guys remember that when they said China tried to set up like fucking 17 sites to grab DNA?
Yeah,
like,
that was 23andMe.
Because it's all fucking like, man, they're swabbing. They have your DNA. People are lining up. Well, at least that's what they're showing on the TV, that people are lining up to get this thing fucking shoved
down.
Well,
you know, they pair your DNA with your social media profile, with your Google search history.
Yeah.
They have everything about you. You know, location data. They have all of it.
Aren't
now.
Born with an email address.
Well, the badass part is I got kicked off of everything, so good fucking luck, fuckers, because you ain't going to catch me.
But, so
join the band clan, thing, Mick.
You know, neither Mick nor I felt the need to, or any of our family felt the need to go to any of those sites, because we can both track our family line back. I mean, I can track my family line back to the...
Through your actual family?
Through my actual family.
Yeah.
Back, my family goes back almost, I can trace it back more than 600 years. Mick can do the same with his. So, I mean, we can literally both trace our genetic lines all the way back to the Dark Ages, really.
And that's when you found out that V-Lynn was a demon spawn?
Well, okay, so
But the thing is, you know, that people have lost their history. They've lost their family. The destruction of the nuclear family has also destroyed family histories. And it used to be, you know, it used to be passed down orally, or in written records through Bibles and, you know, parish records and things like that. And we've lost that. So now people are trying to find where they came from, because they've destroyed the nuclear family. So
China's now asking you to do it anally. I'm just letting you know.
But the question is, did they do that on purpose?
I volunteer as tribute.
Did they destroy the nuclear family so that people would lose their history and want to find it so that they could then find out everything about everyone?
Do they want...
They're gonna blow air up your ass now.
Well, it's crazy because, like, my wife has these plaques of from like 20 some years ago where someone... It was from something her family gave her, where you send in, basically all you send is your last name, because she knew her family descended from England and Scotland. So it just traces back that family crest. But all they needed to know was your last name. What additional data are you going to get from this blood?
Why do they want your DNA? What are they going to
do?
They're looking for the eternal blood.
Yeah, and that's they have to have
the end fucking goal. I mean, like, you ever heard of, like, Jesus having a kid?
Regarding Madeline McCann.
Yes, Jesus had a child.
And the Knights Templar, you know, is protecting that.
Oh, God, Mick is big on the Knights Templar.
You are about to jump into a realm that me and Janet live in, all right? I'm going to go ahead and tell you this right now. That's exactly what they're looking for. They are 100% looking for Mary's bloodline. That is the Holy Grail. If you can destroy the Holy Grail, you can destroy every Christian's belief in the Bible and everything else, because that means that everything that we know about Jesus Christ is not true.
That's why
the reality of it is that Jesus Christ was a man. He had a wife. He had a kid. And the bloodline is the bloodline. And that is the Holy Grail.
And it's definitely not the royals.
No, it actually is. Yeah, it actually is.
Well, they stole that crown, right?
Jesus and Mary Magdalene had a daughter named Sarah. Mary Magdalene was pregnant when Jesus was crucified, and she went to France.
Jesus is about to lose his fucking skull.
She lived with the Cathars, who were all massacred, by the way. But Sarah, their daughter, married into the French royal family. And from the French royal family, that whole line just went into the British royal family, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. Mm-hmm. I mean, it went through all of the European royal families, even into the Irish and the Irish royal families as well. So
that would have been Celtic, but weren't Irish at that point.
Yes, the Celtic royal families. So yes, the blood of Jesus is spread through the royal families.
There's a verse where it says, woman. I don't know who calls their mom woman, but Jesus, they all assume it's Mary, like Jesus' mom. But it's weird that he says, woman, look upon your son. Doesn't fit. And then you got Simcha Jovanovic, the naked archaeologist. He found a tomb. You guys have to look into that. It's amazing. There's a channel called Parable on YouTube. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. The naked archaeologist, Simcha Jovanovic, and he's amazing. And he's like, I'm the Jew that found Jesus, because he literally found a tomb that has all these different names and nicknames. Because when Jewish people get buried, they get buried with their nickname on their tombstone. Did y'all know that? That's a thing that they do. They don't bury you with your like name you're born with. They bury you under the tombstone with your nickname. And the naked archaeologist, he found this tomb, and it had a woman named Miriam Mary. It had a guy named Jesus, son of Joseph. It had a Mateo, and it had his brother that had like a weird quirky nickname. And I can't remember off the top of my head what it was. It was like something random, and it was weird. And it was like, no one would be called that. They're like, if you walked down the street in Jerusalem right now, or back then, and you said, hey, Jesus, a lot of guys would turn around and look at you. Just like you, if you're in Mexico City, you'd be like, oh. Yeah, that's what happened. But if you said, hey, Jesus, son of Joseph, less people would turn. If you said, hey, Jesus, son of Joseph, that's married to Mary, that has this brother Simon, that has this brother Matthew, that has this brother, and I forget what his nickname was.
Everybody was so uncreative, they had the same names.
Dude, right. Hey, Puds, what is your take on this? Because I see you back there in the corner. You're itching to say something.
He's about to
your
lose.
Your asshole is ball, not guys. Like fucking doing well right now.
He's about to fucking explode.
There definitely could be part of Mary's bloodline through Jesus' brother James. But as far as I'm concerned, Jesus was a single man through and through. Like, he went through life sinless. Yes, he is fully man, 100%. He went through all of our temptations,
their customs, because most Jewish men
didn't give in to any. But he is also fully God. He is God's son. Like,
but very unusual for him to be single.
Puds, I have a question for you, because I just want to know: have you read the Dead Sea Scrolls yet? Have you read any of the other books, the Gospels that are in the Dead Sea Scrolls? Because there's, you know, they found close to 32 total Gospels that were not included in the original Bible, because King James said, "Yep, fuck that shit, throw that shit out," and edited at the Council of Nicaea, edited all that shit out. By the way, you are talking to a fucking Catholic, so yes, I know I'm a fucking asshole. God damn me. But
it's true. It's true.
But I am too. It is at the Council of Nicaea, they threw out a ton of Gospels. And the Gospels they threw out, for instance, a bunch of them, Mary's Gospel was thrown out. And the reason that they were thrown out, Judas's Gospel was thrown out. Judas wrote a Gospel. And his Gospel was thrown out because it made, again, it made Jesus look like a man. He did not look like he was divine. It negated his divinity. So my question is, have you read any of that stuff yet? Because when you read that shit, you think you're about to explode right now. Wait till you read it. And then you're going to call that author and try and beat the shit out of him. Trust me, I almost did. I was like, there's no fucking way. And then I really started reading it.
There's a bunch of stuff like that. There's the Book of Enoch and, you know, a lot of this extra stuff. And no, I have not read it. I do have plans to, now that I'm...
Deuteronomy,
a lot more questions, you know. But
I feel like on, back to Saturn and Sun, the bull.
So on my end, like, if you believe in the biblical God at all, then I fully believe, like, he has control over what is going to be in the Bible and what's not. So I believe it's the way it is for a reason. Yes, there might be all of this stuff taken out that is applicable, but even if these books make God out to be man and not divinity, it's because he was man.
Well, faith's important.
And his divinity is not always going to show through.
My dad.
Okay. So hold on though, because this brings us back to what we all are. We're all sons and daughters of men, right? God lives inside all of us. It's right there in our DNA. Kyle, you and I, we've talked about this before. Missy, I think maybe we have too, but DNA itself, dionucleic acid, literally means the fire of God.
That was us.
The fire of God inside you. Right. Ribonucleic acid is the translator to God. And then...
She listens to certain shit.
And then mRNA is literally the messenger that communicates between your DNA and your RNA. So it's literally how you talk to God inside you. And the RNA is the translator, because of course you can't directly talk to God because you don't speak that language. Right? Well, we all have that. We all have God inside of us at a genetic level. Push that out and think about what the COVID shot does, and that's a whole nother rabbit hole. That's right. Currently my favorite rabbit hole.
So wait a minute. I got a question. Serious question here, okay? How do you know that God is a man? All right, because I'm sorry.
God is not a man. God is the energy that connects us all. God is the source.
Gender's fluid.
The Catholics call the Holy Spirit. It is, whatever you want to call it.
An omnipotent being.
Correct.
This shit is getting
God
wild.
God is male or female, depending on where God resides. So for me, God is female because I am female.
I just want to know who God is in Star Wars. Can someone tell me that?
Obi-Wan.
No.
The Force.
That's Yoda. Pattern, if you don't know that, you're fucking high.
The Force, is Yoda. Yeah. The Force is God in Star Wars.
Thank
and
you.
If Force you know, to V Lin's point about God being in all of us, you know, it almost makes it seem like a one world religion. If you think about it that way, I mean, I think people think about it in a different way in different parts of the world. So, I mean, I just have a lot of food for thought for this whole conversation. This has been really interesting and eye opening. You know, I grew up traditionally Christian, but not to the extent that I'm not willing to think about, you know, things in a different context. You know, I think this has given me a lot of stuff to think about and go back and research now, to be honest.
Carl Sagan.
Jesus said, my father's house has many rooms. If it's right. not, I would tell you so.
The Zodiac mm-hmm. wheel.
Hey, real quick. I just want to say, like, this shit has been fucking wild. And we talked on some, like, negative stuff and maybe, like, some positive stuff and maybe some retarded stuff. But just to, like, end on a positive note, like, totally, I want to know what each of y'all are doing to, like,
individually
get through all of this stuff. Like, are you just focusing on yourself and your family, like, whatever it may be? So I just want, like, just for everyone who's listening, all 10 of them, like, how can we relate to them what we're doing?
Like, eight.
Yeah, what we're doing to, like, you know, make the world a better place. Mitch, Missy, go. Tyler, let's start with you guys.
Missy's been waiting to talk. Missy, go. We can't really hear you that well. I'm sorry. We like the connection's been a little bad the whole time.
Feel good. You don't have a shitty day. I got stung by a bee today. I got poison ivy. There's a bee in my house I can't find. There's something beeping. I don't know what the fuck it is. I turn off the power trying to figure out what the hell's beeping in my house, right? It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, all that stuff is like trivial. And I keep positive, and I try to find every single person that I can talk to, and I will run my mouth incessantly until, like, and I try to win people over, and I bring them around in a slow, like, roundabout way to listening to what I have to say. And I start with little facts about some people are actually interested in. Like, I find out what people like, and then I bring that up. And I bring it up, I remember all these facts, and I'm like, oh, well, Charlie Manson never actually killed anybody, and that keeps the conversation going. And that can happen in a bar, that can happen in an Uber, that can happen on an airplane, that can happen anywhere, in a restaurant. I mean, complete strangers, my neighbors, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, when you red pill people, it has a process. It goes red pill, black pill, white pill. I'm white pill.
I took
for all positive people. And that's why we got to put our minds together to, like, figure out stuff that we need to prevent, because the only way we know the future is by knowing our past. And I bring people around the roundabout slow way. Everyone has a different style. And I feel like it's not about bringing everyone immediately like, oh, well, you know, you have to be, you don't know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I can't do that. What I do instead is I just plant seeds. Because the one thing that my dad told me when I was a kid was that there's three things you can always depend on when it comes to crops. You plant, you get more of what you plant. You get it later than you planted it, right? And you get the exact same thing that you planted, right? Yeah. And it's about seed. You can't win everybody over all the time. What you can do is you can, like, work. I like to work on those people that think that, like, I've got a friend of mine that's like, I hate Trump. Now she's like, well, you know, you maybe have some good ideas. I'm like, I know, it's been 6 months. I'm tired. Just come around. And she, like, hates him. She hated talking about him. And I brought her over to the dark side or the orange side, whatever you want to call it. And, like, and that's how it works. It's very much, you know, a slow, drawn-out, patient process. And I work differently than other people do. I just try kindness. And every day I get up and I make something. I make something new. I mean, if you guys can see behind me, see all my paintings and all? I make something every single day because I'm created in God's image and it's my responsibility. Because they can't. That's why we have, like, that horrible all-women Ghostbusters movie that came out. You know?
They're already doing it with the COVID. They just keep replaying the same COVID shit over and over and over.
Well,
and over. We're going to fall for it again. Like, what? Oh,
well, Misty, I think that's great that, like, you know, that speaks to me just, like, being able to create every day. Like, that's something I'm trying to work on just because I'm good with my hands and, you know,
he's very good.
You can't just, you know, make hand jobs every day. You got to make something else.
That's what she said.
You definitely can make.
So I guess, Janet, what are you doing every day to
a little shake
weight a better place?
I have literally been booked every single day. And so my goal is spread positivity, spread information in a funny way, and in a way that people can understand instead of making it so technical and boring that people automatically tune out. I'm actually branching out. So I'm on Alt Media United now. And so that is a whole nother platform to spread the word. And that's where the Union of the Unwanted is and Ooh. All of those people. And so the more people that, you know, I can get the word out to and spread truth to, more power to you. And, you know, I'm just me. I'm going to be me. I'm going to always be positive. I'm not a negative person. Yeah. And, you know, you either like it or you don't. And if you don't like humor and you don't like somebody that speaks their mind, I'm not the person for you. So
I'm with you on
That's
that.
Great. What it, so what's is Alt Media United? Is that like another kind of like platform media group kind of thing?
It is a huge place. There's a lot of podcasters on there. It's like a podcast community. It's a cooperative. And so people actually crowdfund this media platform. But it's huge. And there's like Sam Tripoli's on there. Black Pill's on there. Dangerous World Podcast is on there. What's it called? Oh my God, I can see the guy's face. But there's like a ton of different shows on there. And you can listen to everybody's podcast. Everybody's going to have their own page, which most people are on there. My page is not built yet. But it's coming. But it's just another way for people that especially get censored or banned from social media all the time.
Well, that's
that people can find
you. Hook a brother up.
Because hello, I have been banned a lot. And then I did a show with somebody the other day. It's NY Patriot from the Occult Rejects.
We're having him on next weekend.
Yeah, I love him to pieces. Him and I share a lot of information together. We talk pretty much daily. We did a show together. He posted it. YouTube instantly took it down, suspended his account, and now he's permanently banned from YouTube. So, you know.
Way to go, Janet.
Yeah. Hello. Shout out to all the people that have had me on their show. You're fucked. Anyway, just saying.
Well, that's
they're awesome. Watching,
so it's okay.
Well, that's awesome that like you found that space that you can kind of fall back on and meet with other like-minded people. That's fucking dope.
Yeah, it's a great place, and so you guys should check it out because any podcasters that want to be on there, it is just a podcast community. Like I said, everybody has their own page. It's crowdfunded, crowdsourced. So you know. It's
what's the name of that website, darling?
It's called Alt Media United. So
that's awesome.
Make sure you guys check that out. But yeah, like I have big things coming up. I'm working on other stuff right now too. So I'm literally going to be everywhere since they keep removing me places.
That's my favorite CIA. Finger. Like it's such a good finger.
Well, that Janet, that makes like me so finger? Happy to hear that you're fucking.
That's a good one.
I didn't show you this like finger. That. That's my creepy finger.
Oh, so. One of my buddies point. He like can't witch straighten finger. His finger. Yeah. He'll point at something, and it's like that. Like
yeah, I have that. I have that he's creepy witch nodule finger. Yeah, see,
yeah,
that's normal.
Got, my buddy
that's
has
not.
Those.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
So Rantcast, what are you doing to you know get through all this shit and try to you know come out on top?
Buying Doge and Safe Moon and
Come Rocket.
Come Rocket. Don't it's all about rocket. The Come Rocket right now.
Come Rocket's dude, crashing.
I wish I knew how to buy any.
I shoot hey, those more, all the day. All more, you got to do is come by and I'll give you some.
I don't know
buy more Come Rocket. I own that. No,
at least twice
I get
a
the
day.
Premise, but everybody jumped in at the top of Come Rocket and now they're riding that fucking bag pony to the fucking ground.
Oh, yeah, they are riding it.
That's all.
Damn,
all
Skippy, I got in it when it was that's 5 cents.
I mean, did you?
Oh, well, no.
Back to 5 cents, isn't it? Or is it 3 cents or something?
No, it's at dude. 50 cents right now.
It's going to.
What is?
Yeah. That's I was about to say, Cumrocket's going to go Cumrocket? To the fucking moon.
Well, Doge.
This is, but I'm going to have Doge, yeah. I mean, Doge is, they announced that Coinbase shit. So be careful of that Coinbase shit, though, because when they put it on Coinbase, it's gonna pull back hard.
Yeah,
but they're not going to put it on Coinbase until it hits a dollar. So yeah, I mean, they're not going to put it on Coinbase until it hits a dollar. So just watch that. When it gets close to a dollar.
But they're
going to
pull it back really fucking hard because everybody gets the sell-off that knows that it's going to drop on Coinbase. They do shady shit, man.
They do it just as bad as the liberals do.
You know,
just remember, they're not going to put it on Coinbase, though, until it hits a dollar. So if it's up underneath it, once it's like at 93 cents, I've already got my thing set up. Once it hits
93 cents, I had it 99
cents. I'm the fuck out. 99. I wouldn't do 99 because at 99, I think it's even after 93, I think it's going to start dipping.
Maybe 98 just to get
just to get the max dollar amount. Yeah, I mean, why not?
It's going to shoot up and touch that shit, and then it's
I think I've spent like maybe $220 and I own like fucking over 3,000 shares. I don't give a fuck. I'm just waiting at 93 cents. The second it hits 93 cents, but I'm the fuck out. They
don't know. Yeah, and then wait till that shit crashes and buy it again because it does. I mean, that's what how this works.
Altcoins are all scams by Bitcoin.
Hey,
wait, all right,
hold on.
No, what did you just say, Mitch? You just like spat some shit in the mic.
Bitcoin or shitcoin. Yeah, it just buy Bitcoin. All these altcoins are like betting on the stock market. You might hit a big one, but the safe money is just Bitcoin. You might hit a big boomer.
The safe money is XRP.
Yeah, it's still the stock market, though. It's Ripple, not the safe money.
Yeah, Ripple.
It's not always the safe money. It's going to fuck everybody in the ass like they didn't want it.
Look how they come out, and Elon Musk said, "Oh shit, you know it's too consuming of what the
that's just so he can buy the dip."
You're right; it's a
buy the dip. Store. But then XRP, you know, they report that XRP is the most efficient, the Fed coin, the coin that they
that is centralized. Scary Fed coin. That
destroys
Fed coin is next.
Yeah, that
XRP.
That's my question for y'all.
The Fed coins run on fucking Ripple.
That XRP coin. Hold on a minute. That XRP coin that you just talked about, I had a guest on my show the other day. We were talking about that, and that is like a WEF coin. That is like the coin of the future of the World Economic Forum. That shit is scary, and that's a no for me.
When that relist on Coinbase and all the fucking exchanges is going to shoot to $10, it might shoot further. Everybody's gonna try to jump in. It's gonna.
I'm not saying you can't make money on it. I'm just saying I don't believe in what it stands for. So I'm
me either. But you gotta capitalize on this shit.
Hey.
Collect your fucking shit and get your bag. Your real fucking. You know your
takeoff
bag.
I got you.
Making moves. Making moves.
So when our voices get too loud, when they can't shut us up anymore, and they shut down the internet entirely, how are you gonna access your crypto wallets?
Cold storage.
That's why you got to fucking be moving your shit.
Buy gold, bitches.
That's why I got a box.
Missy flashed a gold bar?
Order on the black market, too.
At the beginning of the COVID, we went and emptied our bank accounts and everything.
Got a gold coin. Missy's got the fucking gold in hand, baby. I got a few shotguns downstairs that I just bought.
I don't know what you do with the gold, though. You know, if the shit goes down, right, and they EMP the shit. Cause that's, I mean, that's what I would do. The infrastructure fucking sucks balls. Just shut the lights off and let them kill each other, just like the aliens.
Absolutely.
They can just stand there in the fucking capital, you know, fucking temple.
I took some of my Doge money and I bought a couple of fucking shotguns. So I think I'm winning here.
You bought a fucking Remington 800.
We got tons
of money. Here, you guys seen this?
Not
shit?
In his name.
Is that a Trump dollar?
That is a 100 Trump dollars, and it is actually made of gold.
That Trump bucks, baby.
The gold's worth something, but that looks like Monopoly.
Wild is you can take gram Monopoly. Of gold and pound it out into a 40-mile strain. That's wild.
Yeah, you can get super flat. Get to one atom.
Okay. You know, okay. Well, let's move on. Kyle, are you there? Can you hear us?
Are you alive?
Where are you, Lord Yoda?
Kyle, what are you doing to be on the light side of the force, bud?
We can't hear you. We can't hear you, Kyle.
Well, he's just staying with the force.
Just staying zen. No,
there he is. He's back.
No, other than, you know, the podcast and shit. For me, it's about making music. Like, I make music with myself. Well, that kind of sounded really, you know, sexual right there. But no, like, you know, I like playing music. I like, you know, playing music with friends and stuff. It's for me, it's almost kind of like it can be almost a spiritual experience, right? Because you can believe different things, but you can share this common language of music, you know. Oh, and I've been playing in a band on and off with some friends, and half of them believe stuff contrary to what I believe, but we all share this common language of music, and it's really been helpful throughout this whole process. You know, I've been writing a lot of songs. For me, it's kind of like a therapy of shit that's happened in my life. Like, if I can write a song about it, if I can have that release, and that's also sounds sexual, if you can have that, you know, emotional release, it's important for me. So that's really what I've been doing.
I dig it.
Yeah, that's a shit, dude. That's just don't I be love so you, sexual. Kyle.
Yeah, dude. Let me. Totally, I don't have. Yeah,
you
let me
totally made my day. I just love you so much.
Let me throw some more sexual euphemisms
I
in there.
I miss you.
Talk about shit.
I totally miss you.
Doing retarded ASL while you were explaining what gives you your release, and it was fantastic.
Oh, it's great. It's the best.
That's because I miss Holy Kyle.
Shit. All right,
I miss
win,
Kyle
Puds.
So much.
You win, Puds. That was funny as shit.
Thank you.
What else you got, Kyle? What else you got for us?
Oh, I mean, that's all I got. I mean, I'm raising two kids under 5 years old, so that's been keeping me fucking busy. It's been keeping me stressed, but also at the same time, I feel like, you know, if there is a next generation, I want to do what I can to help prepare these kids for the next, you know, the next phase of this bullshit. You know, so I'm just trying.
The Next Generation is by far the best series.
You got two of them under five.
Yeah, I got one. But like seeing the look in their eyes, like they don't know any about any of this shit, right? They're happy just to go and play, and like they're happy daddy's home. They come and give me a big hug. Like, they don't know anything about this. So like I appreciate the innocence in their eyes, and it also makes me sad because that's not always going to be there, you know? So I'm just really trying to appreciate that, even though they are fucking annoying as shit every fucking day, but I also love them to death, you know? So thank you. I appreciate that. It's really helpful.
A quote of someone saying, you know, one, there's this time when you pick up your kid for the last time, you don't know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always think about that when I pick up my kid.
Right. That's it. Fuck.
I've probably got a couple running around somewhere, but none I'm taking care of yet.
Well, so, that's it for me.
So, Chris, Reno Redcast, what are you doing, man? Oh, no, I already asked you. You're buying Doge. Fuck.
I bought some Doge, and I do my ranch.
Who hasn't been asked? Raise your hand.
V-Lynn, what are you doing?
Mick's been trying to save the world for a hell of a long time now, but I've just recently gotten more involved. I actually just stepped down from my high-powered 70-hour-a-week career to I basically cut my time and probably my pay in half, so that I can help prepare more.
Great. Now I got to work harder.
Yeah. Prepare my family and honestly prepare the world. That's kind of what we're doing with our podcast. And our kids we're raising our kids to be future leaders. Actually, our older kid is preparing for the zombie apocalypse. He's going to a military high school next year, and he's already said he's taken up sword fighting and archery. So I was like, all right, zombie apocalypse, here we come.
I think the zombies
what age are y'all's kids, if you don't know?
14 and 9, and our 9-year-old is such a badass. He broke
they are
his wrist
amazing
last
kids.
Week broke his wrist last week and went 6 hours at school without convinced his teachers not to call us, and went 6 hours at school and then walked a mile home before he called me and told me that he hurt his arm. And sure enough, he has a broken wrist and now he's in a cast. So
I went a week with a broken wrist before my mom took me to the hospital. So
I was like,
oh, that's fine. Oh, fuck, it hurt. But
but you know, I mean, honestly, going back to the Bible and timelines and what's coming, people read the Bible and Revelations from a historical perspective. But if you think about it, obviously, since Jesus hasn't returned yet, you have to look at it from a current perspective,
because the Bible is written, the prophecies are written in such a way as how they could interpret them in their context 2,000 years ago. But if you try and change that to make it current, it's where we are now, to be quite honest. I mean, I kind of believe that we're in the beginning of 7 years of tribulation, and that in five years we're all fucked one way or the other.
No, I mean,
what's coming? I don't know. I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So all I can do right now is try and prepare our family and prepare the world. And you know, if that's screaming from the rooftops for whatever it may be, you know, don't take the shot, or start, you know, prepping your families, grow your own food, stop eating fucking fast food, GMO shit. I mean, take care of yourself, take care of your bodies, take care of your families, take care of the world, take care of each other.
Yeah.
Q, right, where we go one, we go all. So, and we either go down into the abyss or we come out on top. And if you believe in the Bible, then we know how this ends. We've already won. We just have to survive to get to that point.
Yeah.
And the survival is going to be the hard part.
Yeah. I mean, we could go through so much before we get, I mean, if you die for Christ, you know, great. There's no problem. Like, we don't have to survive. We just have to follow him the whole way. But there's multiple sides of Christianity on when the rapture is going to happen, if y'all believe in the rapture at all. So you were talking about the tribulation, and there's some that believe that you will be raptured before the tribulation, and then everybody else has to go through the 7 years of hell on earth, pretty much. And then after the fact, you know, then God will come back and fix everything. But then there's the other side that's like, like you said, we could be in the tribulation right now, which I won't say we are, we aren't, you know, I don't know. We very well could be. And we're going to be 7 years of just the worst things you could possibly imagine. And at the end of it, if you believe in God and, you know, you're trying to do your best, then at the end of that, then,
you know, I think the first sign of the first sign of the apocalypse was a masked Karens. I remember reading that somewhere.
it might have been the second, but yeah, it was up there. Hey, all hey, these podcasts, so- I just want to say thank you for coming on, spending some time with us. But I think we should wrap it up. We've been going on almost 2 hours now.
Oh yeah, shit.
We're in such good company.
I know. We'll have to get together again. We'll do it again.
Need to get on.
This has been great. This has been great.
Hold on. Let Mick throw in on what he's done to save the world, because y'all might find this a little interesting.
Other than kill zombies, what have you done, Mick?
Or people?
No. It's what I'm going to do. That's the trick. I am the blunt force object. I'm not the pinpoint. I'm the guy that walks around and bashes people in the forehead with a fucking ball peen hammer and tells people, hey, look, you voted for Biden? Good for you, dumbass. Because guess what? You're a fucking idiot. Do you see what this fucking moron's done to our country? Oh, and by the way, hey, how about you go suck on some more adrenochrome? Other than that, I just buy guns, ammo, and lots of explosives, and I'm very well protected. Come get my guns, please. I'm dying for it. I'm still waiting.
I'll be down tomorrow.
I love it.
Y'all gonna teach me how to shoot. I don't know. I got a BB gun.
Mick's the guy you call when shit goes to complete hell, like the, you know, break glass in case of emergency. War. That's, yeah, break
I
glass.
I just had
in
a listener who got acquitted like for murder.
When shit goes to hell, I mean, what? When the spark.
Yeah, I was doing a stereo
lights,
live.
Which it will.
Got it.
And the military rolls out, which it's not going to be the guys in uniform. It's going to be the guys that used to wear uniforms and are still loyal to the oaths that they took, but no longer have to follow orders from idiots. Those are the guys that Mick's going to be leading, and there could be blood in the streets, and there could be bodies stacked on corners, and it's going to be ugly.
Well,
and
I tried my best.
All Mick's fault.
I tried my best to end it on a positive note, and I know Mitch is trying to get out of here. He looks like he has to piss like a racehorse. So,
Mitch,
me too.
I'll just say, so I'll just go ahead and say thank you, everybody. This has been the Jackasses.
That's it.
Mick's had about 5 beers. He's got a piss.
Hey,
we'll see you guys soon next month. We'll do another one. This has been great.
Let's have a fucking
good time.
Love you all,
guys. Have fun.
All right,
hold it.
May the force be with you.
Bye.
If you made it this far, thanks for listening. That was a little bit of a clusterfuck of an episode, and the audio got a little iffy at times. I hope it turned out all right. Everyone that participated, I'm pretty sure I put their links in the show notes, so go give them a little look-see, and I'll see you next time. Take it away, Mulder.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there. And no one, no government agency has jurisdiction over the truth.